News. Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. More ground stops could take place today at Houston's airports because of staffing shortages caused by the government shutdown. News 88.7's Grayson Bobian has the details.
The FAA says that ground stops or delays are possible at both major Houston airports after 3 p.m. today. This comes as air traffic controller staffing shortages halted air travel in Houston twice this week already, at both Bush and Hobby on Tuesday, and Bush again yesterday. Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy says that increased staffing shortages across the system forced the FAA to slow traffic into some airports to ensure safe operations. I'm Grayson Bobian, News 88.7.
The impact of the federal government shutdown is going to hit thousands of government workers in the Houston area especially hard beginning today. John Diamond with the Baker Institute at Rice University says up until this point, some government workers received partial pay.
Today is the day that they get the $0 paycheck. And that will happen because the Senate is not going to vote again until Monday. So it's official that government workers today receive a paycheck valued at $0.
Diamond told Hello Houston that he estimates there are about 65,000 government workers in the Houston area who are not being paid because of the shutdown. We can finally expect to see some heavy rain in the area. The National Weather Service says there's a 20% chance today. The main event will be overnight after midnight. We may see a small break tomorrow morning, and then the precipitation should pick up again later in the day on Saturday when a cold front arrives.
As it pushes through, it's going to initiate another round of showers and storms with it. So again, it's kind of looking like a little bit of a U-shaped forecast here with a nice, or I guess M-shape, where you have a big uptick in rainfall and a bit of a lull and then picks back up again, and then we'll finally start to taper off on Sunday.
That's Bradley Brokamp with the National Weather Service. 2 to 4 inches widespread is expected in the area tomorrow. Isolated spots could see around 4 to 6 inches. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, which monitors safe driving habits to determine a personalized rate at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. This is NPR.
I'm Nyla Boodoo. It's the 1A Friday News Roundup coming to you.